You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
We do have Lindy on the line. Good afternoon to you, Lindy.
Afternoon, and how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Good. Our time is far spent, so I'm going to get right into it. Now, schools play an integral role in every community. And since children eventually grow up to become members of the same communities, it stands to reason that communities should take an active role in ensuring schools deliver optimal learning environments to ensure happy, healthy, and successful students. Now, while families and community partners often donate their time and resources to help schools thrive, the responsibility for driving community engagement lies with the schools and their school districts. Now, in this conversation, I want to explore the importance of encouraging community involvement in schools, which seems to be quite lacking these days, and explore a few ideas on successfully doing just that. And Lindiwe Munye is joining us exactly for that purpose this afternoon. Now, how does community service, Lindiwe, contribute to personal growth and development?
Okay, thank you very much, Azana. I'm really. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly, yes.
Thank you. Now, I was just about to say it is very imperative indeed that we have such a discussion at this point in time, now that we actually see what is happening with the education system, and also looking at when children leave school, what is it that they're doing? And I feel very, very strongly that as children are part of communities, they need to understand that when they're being educated in these communities, they need to plant back and make a difference in the very communities in which they grow. Mm-hmm. So basically what happens here, if the child or students are actually exposed to communities and their needs and actually being able to do projects and work within communities, they develop a personal growth. They grow as people. They grow in their confidence. It builds them confidence, builds their self-esteem so that they can be able to be out there and make a difference. Another thing that it does for them, Zama, it gives them empathy. You know, they actually be able to look around them and see where there's a need and be willing and ready to give, fill in the gaps. So that also enhances their self and awareness as well. Because now when they're away, they're aware of their own strengths and their weaknesses. And this, at the end of the day, helps them and empowers them to actually strive towards growing and making sure that we can build a people, you know. And social skills, when their children are engaging in community services, they develop social skills, which actually helps them a lot because it improves their communication, being able to stand and talk to people, and even in terms of writing projects and plans and all the things, the paperwork, it really helps them at an early stage. And also, again, remember, students, when they go out to work in communities, they go there as a team. So that actually helps them to be able to develop networking, you know, qualities, able to work in a team so they can be able to engage in team dynamics. And this really benefits them a lot when Azama, because they become critical thinkers. They can be able to look at situations and underline and analyze them and be able to have some problem-solving techniques as well. So this really benefits students in a large extent, if I may say.
Now, what would you say are benefits of community service for future career prospects?
You know, for future career prospects for the students, if they work in those communities, remember, they go in there and they work with different organizations. They would work with charities. They would actually work with NPOs and NGOs, and even sometimes even with business. You know, they go out there and they work for those businesses. And as a result, they also be able to prove themselves to a certain extent. Because now, what they're going to benefit is that they are going to have skills, you know, that skills that they need to be employable. You know, as I hinted earlier on, as I've hinted to say, they're actually getting, experience while they're still students. So that helps them a lot. And then also, and remember now these days, there's always this sense of attachments when they finish. They need to prove that they've been intense or they've been exposed to the workplace. So that actually benefits them because now they gain practical experience, which will help them at the end of the day to prove that they can do the job. you know, whatever position that they're applying for, you know, so it actually gives them even professional connections and makes sure that even when they start now going into the labor market, when they read, they can actually even get references, you know, from these organizations that they've been working with. And that helps them in order to make them to be a cut above the rest for those who will be there in an interview.
Now, how can schools, I'm now talking about the schools that they are in, how can schools foster a culture of community engagement and service? Because it looks like your schools are just only focused on the students, the learning, are they passing, and that's it. But in as far as community service and engagement, it doesn't look like that department is coming through properly. Well, as far as I can see. Now, how do they foster that culture? The schools themselves.
This one is very close to my heart because I worked in a school where we actually made sure that we actually incorporated this in the curriculum of children. Mm. And yes, of course, we had to make sure that we strategize and actually implement this effectively. Mm. You know, the schools need to integrate this in the curriculum, especially like I mentioned to you, that there are various subjects that actually need children to have community-based learning or project-based learning. Mm. So the teachers, when they give children projects, sometimes as a parent, you say, child comes in, I've got a project. When they have those projects, schools can actually design those projects that they can be able to address the need to go out and volunteer, you know? So by so doing, and in the curriculum, when students have these projects that foster the volunteers, therefore the school, therefore will be able to say, in this instance, here is the learning outcome, here is the objective, and here is the project, and the learners go out and implement and come back. So they can actually build that in their curriculum, as well as also making sure that as a school, as a governing body, they sit down because they've got initiatives that are student-led. Remember, the students also have got a voice. So at the end of the day, they need to sit down and make sure that the initiatives that are part of the school, that the parents, the governing body, and everybody else that is involved in the school and the stakeholders can actually be involved in this. They also need to form the school themselves now. Mm. They need to also form those partnerships, you know, with organizations in the community, because they'll be sensitive then to the needs of those organizations in the communities, and they actually strategically have projects that address those needs and basically be in a position then to send the students to those particular organizations there where they will know exactly that this project will benefit the student and the organization at the same time.
Now, what role can community members, as we conclude, community members themselves play in supporting school-based community engagement initiatives?
Community members, you know, are very, very important in this equation because not only can they just be beneficiaries of what the students will be actually given out, but they themselves can actually be critical, a key role plays in this. Why am I saying this? Because the communities knows what they need. They know what they do. So the communities, they can actually allow the students to come in and be able to be part of them, whether it's NPOs or NGOs or even business. They can actually share their resources first and foremost with those students and be in a position to share with them the experiences that they have. They can also be able to give resources, you know, to those students. So the communities, they can even enter into mentorship programs, you know, mentor-mentee for the students. So the communities can also offer, you know, critical advice in terms of the development of the children in various areas. And so there's also going to be networking and partnership from the side of the community to make sure that these projects that involve students are successful at all times. So definitely the community's abilities is very strong support structure for these projects that students will be engaged in.
Now, I'm letting you go, but in the long run, Lindy, what is the benefit for both schools and communities? I mean, that relationship, if it is fostered over a long time, what do we see coming out?
You know, what we see coming out is a very beautiful thing, whereby the students very early in their lives will know that we belong to a community, that they will know that that whatever they're learning, they are learning to be of service and of benefit to the community. Mm. And by so doing, when they choose the subjects, thinking of a career, it's not going to be just for selfish reasons, only to make money, but they will be conscious of the fact that they need to be out there and make a difference in the various fields that they'll be planted in. And at the same time, the community will also benefit in this relationship, because then they will know that these are our children, these that grew up with us, you know, they are our children. Mm. So basically there's a sense of ownership, and that will actually make sure that there's great success in whatever is being done, mm. because at the same time the community wants to nurture and support and groom these children, mm-hmm. while the children are also willing to serve the community. So you find that at the end of the day there'll be a vibrant, long-lasting relationship,
yep.
that has even far-reaching consequences even over the period of years, because if this culture then is fostered, they don't need to get people from outside coming into the community, but they'll have people who grew up in the community, mm. understood the community while they're there, being involved in the projects, and then even eventually as adults work and benefit the very same community.
Mm. Beautiful stuff. Lindi Wemunye, thank you so much for joining us. Have a fantastic afternoon.
Thank you, Zama. God bless you.
Lovely. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.